From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continued his outreach to African Americans Saturday, saying that Democratic administrations have failed minorities. Speaking to a predominantly white audience in Iowa, Trump repeated his accusation that his opponent Hillary Clinton has contributed to what he called a failed system.
In so many communities under Democratic control, we have bad schools, no jobs, high crime, and no hope. It can't get any worse.
Trump also spoke of the shooting in Chicago of NBA star Dwayne Wade's cousin on Friday. He said the death of the young woman while going to register her children for school breaks our hearts and shouldn't happen in America. Trump said the delay of the release of Hillary Clinton's daily schedules from her time as Secretary of State showed she was protected by a corrupt, rigged system. Trump's comments come as he works to boost his image with minority voters amid a slip in the polls. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton received a national security briefing on Saturday, her first since becoming the U.S. Democratic presidential nominee. The overview of major domestic and global threats facing the United States was conducted near her home outside New York. Republican nominee Donald Trump received a similar security briefing earlier this month. Major presidential nominees and their close advisors are legally required under U.S. law to be briefed with classified information on security matters by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. That's so they will be prepared when they assume office. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed fighters skirmished Saturday with Kurdish forces in northern Syria, pushing the two U.S. allies in the war against the Islamic State group closer to a confrontation. Turkey's Anadolu news agency says that one Turkish soldier was killed and three others wounded in a rocket attack by a Kurdish militia that the Ankara government identified as terrorists. For its part, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force, which is predominantly Kurdish, said its fighters were hit by Turkish jets south of the border town of Yarablus. Earlier this week, Turkish forces stormed that town, but it is now reported to be in the control of the SDF. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Elsewhere, at least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that government aircraft had dropped two of the explosive-packed barrels minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a barrel bomb attack on Thursday. The Syrian government and its ally Russia are the only ones that use helicopters over Aleppo. The government has denied using barrel bombs. Grieving relatives wept during a state funeral in Ascoli Piceno on Saturday for 35 of the 290 victims killed by an earthquake that hit central Italy earlier in the week. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi declared a national day of mourning. Italian President Sergio Mattarella and Renzi also attended the mass. Crowds gathered to pay their final respects, and applause rang out as the first small white coffin exited the sports center. 9-year-old Giulia Rinaldo had died protecting her younger sister when their home collapsed. Her sister was later pulled alive from the rubble. A magnitude 6.2 quake struck early Wednesday morning and was felt across a broad swath of central Italy. Police in Bangladesh say they have shot and killed the man believed responsible for an attack on a cafe that left 20 hostages and two policemen dead last month. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina praised police and intelligence agencies for the operation, which killed Tamim Chowdhury, a Bangladeshi-Canadian believed to have planned the attack. Two other militants were also killed in the raid. Bangladesh government and police officials said that the attack was by a new homegrown terrorist group led by Chowdhury. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.